Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, and welcome to Your Health is Your Wealth. I am over the moon excited as your host again. I am Sister Kimberly Silas, and this is part one of Forming Healthy Eating Habits. We are over the moon excited about today's show. I have a couple special guests. I can't necessarily say that they're going to chime in on today, but I am overly excited at the fact that they chose to join in on today. And as we do on every first and third Friday of the month, we welcome you to the episode. Today is Friday, July 6th, and we're going to start with a moment of meditation. And today's meditation comes from the choice of I am well connected. I am well connected. Divine intelligence has given each of us the ability to develop and awaken to the gift of excellence. You can grow in any direction you desire. Unlimited possibilities are available to you. You are the most important person in your life. You are the most excellent person in your life. What you think about yourself determines what others will think of you. I need to repeat that. What you think about yourself determines what others will think of you. As man thinks, so is he. As a woman thinks, so is she. As you think, so are you. I am capable of developing my talent. With divine wisdom as my guide, I perceive the right way to do right things I desire to do. I am divinely connected to the source of excellence. The divine source inspires me to excel. All power comes from the source of my being. I can have what I desire. I thank you, God, for the wisdom in me that lives through me, around me, and within. I thank you, and so it is. This comes from 1 Corinthians 14 and 12, reading, likewise you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts for the edification of the church, seek that you may excel in these gifts. And I am, again, wanting to announce that I am so incredibly excited. I am so excited on today. Our agenda for the month of July is forming healthy eating habits. And quickly, I'm not going to go into a full testimony, but for a little under 4 years, I have been seeking this journey towards wellness and the acceleration of my health, and the side effect to me taking an accountable approach to my health and wellness is that I've lost a massive amount of weight, over 100 pounds. And thus, with that being said, I was introduced to an amazing man, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, who saw something in me and invited me to participate on this particular platform, which is basically a level of consciousness where we are coached and counseled and nurtured to the clear understanding that we are empowered to transform our lives in any capacity. Thus, the birth of Your Health is Your Wealth. On this particular platform, we speak on the consciousness surrounding adopting healthy thought processes and implementing those a healthier level of choices in your life in order to improve your wellness. Okay? Now, with that being said, we are studying for the month of July is your health, is your wealth, and establishing healthy eating habits. And I want to introduce a person, a couple of people, before we go and get started. Let me say this first. Every week we give a weather report. And here in Atlanta on today, we are sunny, 89 degrees. It's slightly cloudy, but it's providing a perfect and comfortable breeze. So we're real excited about that because it gets really, really, really warm here. So I just want to say thank you. And it's a little warm, but the breeze is satisfying. So after this show today, I'm going to get out and meet with some people just to get a little cardio in. But getting back to the segment, I want to say that I have forming healthy eating habits. I want to say the very first and possibly the most important process is establishing a level of accountability. You know, when you start out on any journey, you enter into it with an extreme amount of enthusiasm. And with that enthusiasm comes spikes and divots. And when you hit a level of plateau, it can be a bit discouraging. As long as you see substantial progress, you know, you're going to be all overly excited. But to avoid being overly confident or to prevent from losing enthusiasm, we strongly suggest getting an accountability process. Now, this process is life-impacting and requires the most spiritual conviction, commitment, and integrity. In order to maintain this consistent level of success, it's proven that an accountability partner is the winning component to meeting any goal, whether it be weight loss, starting a business, personal issues. If you have an accountability partner, generally a person or a friend who coaches, encourages, and inspires that person in terms of helping them reach a goal, maintain a commitment, and to just stand by them through difficult times, that person is paramount in your level of success. And I started off with that because I wanted to say something quickly before the show gets started. I'm well over 100 pounds into my weight loss journey. I know that I will never, not to say that I won't suffer with challenges of my health, but I have learned through this process that I have such an amazing team of people that surround, encourage, and support me that I don't think that I will ever be challenged to the degree that I don't feel as though I'm at an insurmountable task. I have these two women, not just these two women. I have a huge team of people, but I wanted to openly announce that I have these two women in my life that I love so dearly. They are sisters in Christ with me, and they are certainly a strong part of my wellness journey, spiritual, physical, and mental wellness journey. And that would be Janet Tilali Smith. She's my business partner, my exercise buddy, my nutritionalist, and we discuss everything together. She's on the line with us on today, and I also have my sister. Oh, my God. I have Kamiko Oweye. This woman, she's actually my younger sister, but when I tell you she comes with such a strong level of insight and encouragement, and conviction and tenacity. And whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's like she's my psychiatrist or my therapist. I immediately reach out to her. And I wanted to mention those two women up front, not to say that they're the only two, but they are definitely a couple of most impacting individuals in my life. And I mentioned that because I want to share, when forming healthy eating habits, you got to have somebody that loves you enough to tell you the truth. Now, I'm going to split our segment really, really, really quickly. I have our visionary, the amazing Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap on the line, and I just wanted to bring him in on today to say, Dr. Dunlap, we love, we value, and appreciate you, and we certainly are committed to the vision, and thank you for this opportunity. And with that being said, Dr. Dunlap, are you with me on today?
You know I'm with you on today. I had to be here today, Kim.
Love you!
Listen, I just want to mention one quick thing because I see that there's a lot of people that are listening. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people listening on tomorrow and before the next show. But for those of you who don't know, last year, this same time, on this same day, first Friday of July, was Kim's first show on Your Health is Your Wealth. And so this is your anniversary show, Kim, if you didn't realize it or not. And you'll see something coming out tomorrow, but I just wanted to say congratulations to you. I'm really, really appreciative that you were able to be receptive of what I was able to see in you when you first came onto the PRF table back in January 2017. And then it took a little while, for those of y'all who don't know, it took a little while for me to encourage her that there's a lot of people that need to hear not just your story, but the people that you're connected to that have stories, and also to be able to get a better way, a better understanding, a better way to live, because what we do with our bodies, it affects the long term. It affects us long term, and, you know, from a financial standpoint, that's what we continue to see. So continue to do the good work that you're doing. Continue to do the God work that you're doing. Trust me, it is ministry. It doesn't matter about the title. You'll always be Kim, but enjoy the rest of your show. I'll be here listening, and just continue to do what you know you're supposed to do, and you know I'm going to keep pushing you, so I'm glad you're talking about accountability. Love you, Kim.
Love you, Dr. Dunlap. I am absolutely speechless. I didn't even recognize that it was the anniversary show. Ah! I'm glad I didn't know. I probably was too nervous to speak. So much. Oh, my word. It's been a year. Wow, this is critical. This is crucial. But it's just proof in the pudding that when you do things that you're passionate about, it never looks like work. It just doesn't. And it feels so incredibly good. And, today when I was going over my notes and wanting to formulate the platform for today, I said, now, forming healthy eating habits, we can talk about cooking recipes and we can discuss foods that we've heard all those things before. I said, how did I get to this point? And I really, really, really am just wanted to hit home that you have to have a level of accountability. The only way to do this process wrong is to do it by yourself. I don't think it would work if you're constantly trying to accomplish goals and you have no one to share that information with. And I know for me, I'm a touchy-feely type person. I like the energy, the impacting energy of others. Those type of things inspire and encourage me. And those two women that I mentioned, Dr. Dunlap, and to all our listeners on today, oh, my God, I'm getting ready to start. Let me pull it back together. But these two women know my journey, and they know how difficult it is, how difficult it can be to believe that you're going through things alone. Dr. Dunlap, you messed me up with that one. They are godsend. You know, I often joke, you guys, I do health and wellness products, and as a direct result of my weight loss, I partner with this organization, and we do all-natural, organic health and wellness products. And I was invited to this networking program, and I sat across the table from this healthy man. He's not overweight. He doesn't, you know, he just looks like the perfect specimen. So I was saying to myself, now, what are you trying to teach me, God? This man obviously does not need to lose weight, you know, so why is he so interested in me? And I thank God that he believed in me, because at that moment I didn't believe in me. And it's brought me all the way here into a platform where I am able to share the goodness of God and the ups and the downs of this journey. But I am so passionate about wanting to heal the nation. We are dealing with 1,000,000% of health challenges that can be corrected as a proactive stance if we just take a small amount of accountability on our health and wellness. We don't have to, you know, my family, I'm going to give you an example. Diabetes runs rampant in my family. Through this process, you know, when I was at my heaviest weight, my doctor says, Kimberly, it's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when you become full-blown diabetic, because you're not taking responsibility for your level of wellness. And because I became physically ill, I had to look at it from a firsthand approach. And now I know that I can combat anything just by being cognizant, committed, and conscious of what I am doing to my body. Now, do I do it perfectly? Absolutely not. But I am so excited about this process and about this journey. And the accountability is huge for me, because God provided me with so many people that literally came up to the forefront and said, Kimberly, I believe in you. I will support you. And let me just say this. You have to pick someone that is trustworthy, loving, and supportive. Trustworthy being critical. One of the crucial components of an accountability partner is somebody that's going to love you and nurture your most intimate secrets as though they were their own. You don't need someone in your circle that's gossipy, vindictive, unloving, unkind, and that will take something that is intricately important to you and then slander it, you know, out in the world. You need someone that's willing to say, these are Kim's shortcomings, her limitations, her fears, and these are the things that we're going to work on. So I'm so grateful that I have people of high integrity that are trustworthy, loving, and supportive, that knew my shortnesses, my weaknesses, and were still willing to stay in there with me. And then also you want to pick someone, this is critical, that will challenge you but not condemn, and also that is willing to risk your anger. Hear me, people. This is so critical, because we are creatures of habit. It's just our physical makeup. As humans, we are creatures of habit. Whatever works for us is what we generally stick with. And we had a segment before where we discussed we will stick with situations that we know are unproductive, unhealthy, and unnurturing simply because we're familiar with it. And we are here to interrupt that cycle. We want to interrupt that cycle of accepting poor performance, yielding poor results. We want to move into a season of excellent, excellent, excellent accountability. And, you know, going back to knowing your empowerment, knowing what you are and who you are, that you were created in the image of excellence. So I just really, really, really want to hit home on that you're going to pick someone that is going to call forth your shortcomings, but that you can stay in atonement with, that you're not going to fall out because they tell you, Kim, you're eating too many fried foods. Kim, you're not exercising as often as you committed to do so. Kim, you are sabotaging your own process. You can't fall out with people because they're trying to tell you the truth. And also, I want to I want to say nobody can pick an accountability partner for you, and there are seasons to your level of accountability. You may meet someone on a walking trail. You may meet someone in a gym. Janet and I met at a business format. She's one of my business partners, and Kamiko is my family god sister. She's like family to me, and we've developed these relationships over time. So nobody can tell you who your accountability partner should be. Now, what I've also learned is once you take a personal level of accountability, you will find that you have more than one. You have more than one accountability partner. They, you know, it takes on seasons, as does anything else. So these are two of the women who I have found that our season lasted an extended period of time, and I am confident that we'll be together for a lifetime. Now, with that being said, I want to talk about two quick things. Now, we have a list of 12 ways to form healthy eating habits. The first one is pick an accountability partner. This accountability partner will aid you and help you along the way in making healthier choices, calling you to a level of responsibility and loving on you through this process. That's an accountability partner, generally a person or a friend who coaches, encourages, and inspires that person in terms of helping them keep a commitment or reaching a goal. Now, the second thing is we want to talk about is hydrating the body. Now, water is the nature's healthy drink. Why is this going to help me? Why or how is this going to help me in forming healthy eating habits? Let me tell you what water does. There's a rule behind water, and I would love for you to adopt this, and I promise you, you will see not only a change in the physical body, but you're going to see a change in the way you think and feel. But the water, the hydration process, supplies cells of the body with oxygen and nutrients to carry waste out of the body. So if you're one of those people that say, I don't like water, I have a hard time drinking water, oh, my God, I am praying with you that you learn to utilize water, because what it does is it's a constant cleansing. Just like we jump in the shower daily and we cleanse the outer parts of the body, you have to cleanse your inner body, because the water, it helps the oxygen, it supplies the cells with the oxygen and nutrients to carry waste out of the body. It also serves, of course, as the internal body temperature. Through the process of sweat production and evaporation, one's body can avoid overheating simply by having enough water in the body. It also lubricates the joints and it cushions the organs. But I have a rule of thumb. Breakfast, B-R-E-A-K, break, fast, F-A-S-T. Breakfast is just that. It is breaking the fast. When you are asleep, your body is in a resting, fasting state. It is taking all the nutrients that you consume throughout the day, and it is sending it through all the necessary joints and organs and cells throughout the body. It is also eliminating the waste in the body. It is extracting the nutrients to the body, and it is placing the extraction in your extremities to be released from the body. So the best way to break the fast is not by eggs and grits and oatmeal and all of that stuff. The quickest way to break the fast, your breakfast, should always be water. Remember that. If you don't remember anything else, remember breaking the fast. Once you get your water in the body, the next rule is sustainability throughout the day. Now, scientists have suggested that a woman drink approximately 5 to 8 ounce glasses of water per day. I drink probably more than that because I had to build up a high tolerance for it. But in the beginning, just start breaking the fast, sustainability, one throughout the day, and one prior to resting. I promise you, if you can practice that, breaking the fast, sustainability, and one prior to resting, you will build up a hydration habit within the body that gives you mental clarity. And let me tell you something else that it does, you guys. It breaks up unnecessary cravings. It breaks up unnecessary cravings, and you start desiring healthier, more wholesome, nurturing types of food. I want to say something because it's bringing us close to the end of the show, and that Nature's Healthy Drink, it's bringing me into detoxing the body. Now, today we've talked about accountability, water as nature's hydration drink, and we're coming into detoxing the body. Now, in detoxifying the body, the organs, through fasting and the elimination of toxins, cleanses the body of parasites, mucus, sugar, chemicals that we either have retrieved from our foods or from free radicals. Detoxification stimulates the liver to drive toxins from the body, and it promotes elimination through the intestines, kidneys, and the skin. It improves the circulation of the blood, and it refuels the body with healthy nutrients. Detoxification is critical, people. It is absolutely critical. And I want to talk about two things in the level of detoxification. We don't take enough consideration to how many chemicals are used in our food to keep their shelf life marketable. And we hear so many cases of, diabetes and cancers and young people dying at remarkable rates and just unheard of illnesses. And I am a firm believer that we are receiving a lot of these carcinogens and unhealthy additives from the foods that we eat, number one. And number two, because we don't know the power of detoxification. Now, we are coming close to the end of the show. I want to go on and on and on and on about talking about detoxifying the body, but it is critical. Now, there are ways that you can detox the body through, I'm going to give you a couple that are natural. Lemon, apple cider vinegar, baking soda and water, ginger, fresh ginger. Those are normal ways of healthy detoxification in the body. I have personally partnered with an organization that provides a product that is a detox tea, one of the strongest, most marketable in the industry and most effective. And it is ISO Wellness and Detox Tea. If you are interested in full detoxification, removing those harmful components from your intestines, your kidneys, detoxifying through the cellular level, removing it through the skin, we're talking about removing parasites, mucus, and sugar, and stimulating the organs to drive toxins from the body, please, you can interact with me on Facebook. You can interact with me on Facebook. I am at Kimberly.Silas. You can inbox me your information. All social media links. I am at Instagram, also under Silas Kimberly, and Twitter at Kamari, K-I-M-A-R-I, Sunshine. I want to thank you guys on today so incredibly much. On the next week, which is the third Thursday of the month, we're going to invite our guests to speak about their insight on forming healthy eating habits. And I just want to say that today, the water, the accountability partner, hydrating the body and detoxifying, puts you in the capacity to make healthier choices when it comes to consumption. Overall, your body is the engine that drives you through life, and we want you to have the most healthy engine possible. So I want to thank you guys so much for joining in on today. Of course, this is a platform where you are welcome to speak or ask questions, no pressure necessary. So we look forward to hosting the next segment, which is going to be July 20th. Now, at this particular location, every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have the PRF table, which meets here, and we're from 8 to approximately 8:40 to 9 p.m., and again, we discuss topics that impact the body of Christ. So please feel free to come back in and share any of your insight. You can raise your hand. You can ask questions. And, of course, I just want to say, until we meet again, remain the healthiest you possible. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Continue wellness and have a great day.